I want to ask you a couple things about the past, because I forgot that you sang on We Are the World.
Right.
And I went back and looked at the video of that thing, and it's so crazy to watch that now. I mean, that's, what is it, like 30 years ago or something. I mean, Lionel Richie, Bruce Springsteen looks like he's about 20, Michael Jackson, Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
You, do you remember which line you sang?
Yeah. There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives.
Was that fun?
Well, you know, I was kind of in shock being in that room with all these people that I admired all my entire life, that I ended up in the catering room with Paul Simon and Bette Midler. That's where I felt the most comfortable, because there was just too many iconic people in the main room. You know, I just hung out and ate, pineapple with Paul Simon.
Well, it's pretty amazing. I urge people to take another look at that video, because it is pretty epic. I have to ask you this question, too, and I know you've answered this probably a million times, but I grew up in Detroit. How much flack have you gotten over the years about Don't Stop Believin', because there's no such thing as South Detroit?
Okay, now I think that's wrong, John, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
I know you grew up in Detroit, but I'm going to explain why there is a South Detroit.
Okay.
If you go north on the 75.
Yeah.
And you go far enough out of town, get off the freeway, go over the overpass, and turn left, it'll say Detroit South.
Okay.
Come on, John. Come on.
Okay. All right. Okay. A lot of people don't realize that it's a weird thing where
I know there's no South Detroit. You want to know how it really happened?
Yeah.
I was there that night in a hotel looking down at the streets after we had done a show. I think it was Cobo Arena.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking down. And I remembered looking down when we started to write Don't Stop Believin', like months later. I remembered looking down that night, and I just couldn't sleep. So I'm looking down, and this amazing thing. I saw all these people, like at 2 in the morning, walking around the streets. And the streetlights, of course, are all facing down. So I saw the streetlights facing down, lighting up the entire street and the sidewalks. So I thought, wow, these are like streetlight people living just to find the emotion, hiding somewhere in the night. And I started thinking about all that. And then, you know, the whole born and raised in South Detroit thing, well, West Detroit doesn't sound good.
Right.
North Detroit, not so great. East Detroit, maybe a little better. What sings the best is South Detroit.
Yeah, it does sound right. It just does sound right, even though South Detroit is actually a river. But that's
I know. But if you go up to 75.
Okay. All right. Okay. And one final question, another one about an old song. Is it true that Lights was originally written about Los Angeles and not San Francisco?
I'd written that song when I was living in Los Angeles trying to get in the music business, and I had the chorus. And that was it. And when I joined the band, I got together with Neil and we finished it and turned it into The Bay from L.A.
Well, so what did the line say?
When the lights go down on the city and the sun shines on L.A.
Oh, wow.
And then I thought, wow, I'm joining Journey. I thought, I've always loved the city by the bay thing, that the city is the city by the bay.
Pretty smart.
So, The Bay. And so we changed it to that.
And I also wanted to congratulate you for being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I thought that was really cool that you showed up. Did you guys get along okay? Was it kind of cool to see that?
Yeah, it was a great thing. It was fun seeing Neil. I really enjoyed seeing Neil. And my heart goes out to Arnell, because that's a tough gig. He's really singing his heart out.
Well, you are singing from your heart. The album is called Traces. It's 15 songs that really have some meaning and some backstory to them that are very important to you. And I think, and I know a lot of people agree, that it would be just great if you could figure out a way to get out on the road and do some of this music and some of your old stuff for people. That would be incredible.
Nothing would make me happier than to be able to do that. So that's something we'll probably end up talking about and trying to get going at some point.
Well, you sound great. It's great to have you back. I really appreciate you taking some time to talk with me.
All right. Thank you so much.
Steve Perry on the sound.